GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
We're delighted to be joined by Tommy Walsh. Tommy?
Well, how are you doing, lads?
How are you doing, Tommy? Great to chat to you. I have been enjoying your career as a pundit developing, and one of the things that marks you out is your enthusiasm for the game of hurling. So I would imagine that right now you're absolutely bubbling over with excitement about what's about to ensue over the next few weeks. Am I right?
Yeah, it's great, Tommy, to be back, I suppose. Club hurling, I suppose, was there for the last month. And in most counties, I suppose, particularly in Kilkenny, there was no real club hurling. We had one game. So we've basically been, I suppose, 3 or 4 weeks without any games. I was at an under-9 tournament at St. Kieran's College last Sunday. And I'd say there was at least 900 players. And the crowds that were there, parents, aunties, uncles, children, just crying out for a game, ravenous for a hurling.
Ready so to watch anything.
They'd watch at the stage. there was a charity game again last weekend for a great cause, Chalk Tom and Pieta House. And again, there was thousands at it. Below on Kilmacow. So I think the whole hurling public is just looking forward to hurling to resume.
Just before we get to the real stuff, I mean, the club only April, that's gone now. We're moved into May. The real stuff is starting. Has that been viewed as a bit of a waste of time or a failed experiment? Or what's the general feeling on that?
Yeah, well, as I said before, Tommy, in this show, I wouldn't get into the whole scenario where we're everyone is blaming each other. We're blaming the county board. The county board is blaming Croke Park. And nothing gets done. You have guys going around left, right and centre blaming each other. Nothing gets done. But I thought it was a disaster, really, the club scenario this year. Like, we trained for 3 months. We played one game. And then we don't have a game then for a few months. Now we're back training last night. And there's going to be, say, tournament games. There's going to be, say, the secondary league competition is starting up. Now is a great time to be a club hurler again. But for the first few months, it was a disaster, really, Tommy. And it's very important. Like, you hear the whole kind of conversations at the moment is going around the inter-county game, which, in my view, was never in a better place. So the inter-county game is in a brilliant position. But what worries me is people are now starting to talk about there's not enough games on television. Giving out about the Croke Park, that they didn't put more games on television for this new-look format. We need to forget about the television. We need to sort out the club game first, because, like, my grandfather, Tommy, used to be a secretary in the Kilkenny County Board for 20 or 30 years. And he used to always let out the young fellas. I told this story before. He used to always let out the young fellas at half-time in any Kilkenny match, out onto the field. And, you know, lads be asking him the question, why are you letting them out? You know, you're going to wreck the pitch for the main match coming up. And he'd point over to little young lads and he'd say, see that lad over there? Without him, we won't have that guy. And he pointed a senior into county hurler. Well, it's the same with club hurling. If we don't look after club hurling, we won't have the inter-county game in a few years. So, Tommy, like, if no one was doing anything, I'd be worried. But the fact that they've tried out the club once, it hasn't worked. But at least they tried something, Tommy. But what I would be hoping is, I have a feeling it was a disaster in a lot of places, that we sit down, no one starts going around pointing fingers. We get maybe county boards to sit with clubs, who will sit with Croke Park as well, and let's come up with solutions, because it's not going to be the same for everyone, because some guys have heavy schedules for dual counties, we'll say. Other guys, they might have 20 senior clubs, others might only have 5. So it's time, I think, for the GAA clubs and county boards to sit down together and try and work it out. But it'll be too late next year. It'll have to happen this year.
Yeah, and in fairness to Croke Park, they've kind of made the point and accepted it. Look, it's an ongoing, it's experimental time we're in at the moment, and you'd imagine they'll take on board the lessons. Let's get to the inter-county stuff, which starts in terms of Liam McCarthy anyway, this weekend. And from last we saw, Kilkenny were back to their all-conquering best, Tommy, winning the league, rumours of their demise greatly exaggerated, the old empire back rolling at its most fearsome. Is that a fair judgment to take from the league as they head into Dublin at the weekend, or would that be Kilkenny fans getting too carried away?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be getting carried away, and I think, you know, the hurling people know that. I think everyone has seen it for what it is. It was an absolutely brilliant win. Like, I think the way the game, you look across all sports, we all have the internet, we all have the different television channels. We're seeing the professional sports people. The top people, they want to win all the time because that's what leads to good habits. And Kilkenny, they've went out there. They've young players who have no All-Ireland medals. They've no Leinster medals. They went out now and sampled big crowds. Big crowds in Wexford Park, in Nolan Park. Big crowds everywhere. And they've got a taste of both victory and defeat. So I think, just for the guys' confidence, I heard Kevin McStay, the Roscommon manager there before Christmas, and he was talking about confidence, how real confidence you get from the training ground, real confidence you get from working hard. Well, Kilkenny have got real confidence from this league. It's not just someone, maybe a psychologist, tapping into him, telling him to believe. These were trenches, came through fierce battles and won. So I just think it was a great preparation for the championship. But I don't know, can you see the poster behind me, Tommy? I don't know, is the shot there, but yeah. it's a calendar of the Game of Thrones. And I don't watch it myself, but they all watch it here at home. And all the talk is, what's going to happen? Who's going to die this week? Next minute, they're down in the house here and they're all chatting. I can't believe whoever, John Stark has died. I can't believe this person has died. Well, I think, Tommy, it's going to be the very same in this championship. Leinster and Munster. We won't believe some of the results. But I think it's set up for... It's one of the most wonderful times, I think, to be a Kilkenny or an inter-county supporter. And it's a wonderful time to be part of the management or playing teams, because there's going to be so many big matches. And then you have the whole home and away side of things, which is going to be, you know, will it be like the soccer, the Champions League?
Twists and turns, blood and guts being spilled. If it's anything like Game of Thrones, the slogan is "Winter is coming in Game of Thrones." By the way, Tommy, it's "Summer is coming." I think what we're all so excited about for now.
Change it up.
Talking about that sort of manic schedule over the next five weekends and teams playing four games in 5 weeks. One of the things that people were saying about the league, and look, how much can we judge about anybody in the league, is the amount of players that different counties had to use because they wanted to. Check, you know, the depth of their panel. Galway, for example, used 33. So is that going to be the key over the next few weeks, is who has got the strength and depth in their panels, and who do you see is in the strongest position in that regard?
Tommy, I think it's going to be a wonderful test of the managers and the management teams, because if you go back to the last few years, you win a match, usually you don't play for maybe 3-4 weeks. So basically what you do is you gear up the boys in training. They train hard for maybe 2 weeks. The last week before the match, it's all mental. Just building the boys up, keeping them fresh. That when we come to the Sunday, you go to war. And that's the way you build up the hunger. Which you see the Premier League, you see, we'll say, the Six Nations. We see the National League earlier on this year in the hurling football. You can't do that when you're playing week to week. So we can't just go out with a Sunday, we'll say this Sunday, Dublin will say beat Kilkenny or Kilkenny beat Dublin. Go out and train hard again the following week and try and basically pump yourself up for the game the following Sunday. That will wear thin, and I think that would lead to inconsistencies. So it's going to be a more case of getting great habits into your teams, that you just you're ready. You don't overhype yourself, but as well, you're kind of, as I'd say, kind of a selector used to say to us, you have a cool head, but you're fire in the belly. And I think that's what it will really be about. Who is the best panels? It's hard to know, really. You'd imagine there's not too many. There's no one like the Dublin footballers, really, at the moment. I'd say once you go past the 17, 18 mark in most panels, I think, really, you know, you're going to be going into players that don't have much experience. So I think the question really is, who's going to be lucky with injuries maybe, Tommy, you know? And I think momentum is going to be a massive thing, Tommy. If you can get off, because you're playing the following week, if you can get off to a good start, suddenly lads are, they have a pep in their step going in training. Suddenly lads are playing with a smile on their faces, and you can bring that into the matches the following week. So I think maybe momentum and staying injury free will be a massive part to this campaign.
Injuries and suspensions as well. Obviously, you'd wonder how many of those will crop up over the championship. It's a great quote from Richie Lahey from Kilkenny earlier in the week, or in the build-up to this game, saying this is the dream, to be playing these matches in and out. And I sense that from you, that it's something you would have loved to be involved in.
Yeah, Tommy. That's why I suppose I'm lucky enough. I have my club hat on me, and I also have the county hat. So I can see the love of both games. But to be an inter-county hurler at the moment, like, you can imagine, say, in my last year in 2014, I was a sub and didn't really get any game time. But you'd imagine if it was in this campaign. So you can imagine anyone there maybe between, we'll say, 16 and 23 or 4. They have a great chance of coming on. Because all you need is two or three injuries and you're gone from the sub onto the playing team. Like, most guys get, I suppose, they have hamstring injuries and that. They kind of get twinges and that. So they take off training for a week and then they're back again maybe into training the following week. You can't do that now. If a lad gets a twinge in his hamstring, he'll probably have to take a week off. A great chance for a guy to come on. But for a young player like Richie Latty, he's not worrying now, Tommy. If we get bet Sunday, I have no hurling for the rest of the year or I have to go in through the qualifiers. He knows he has massive game the following week.
Dublin this weekend for Kilkenny at Parnell Park. It's 20 years since Dublin and Kilkenny played a championship match at Parnell Park. Given everything that Dublin have been through in terms of change of management, and you know there's a lot of intrigue about Pat Gilroy's appointment and what will he bring in terms of the management of it, and Anthony Cunningham in there. Is this a tough one for Kilkenny to start off with, or will they see Dublin as a team that they should be looking to beat pretty comfortably, even if it is at Parnell Park, which is obviously Dublin's fortress?
I was at a coaching seminar earlier on in the year. The GA had a coaching seminar up in Crow Park, Tommy, and Mickey Whelan, I wouldn't have had much experience of, I suppose, hearing him speak or seeing him in action, really. But he was giving a talk that day, and straight away I came over and I said, we're going to get some rattle up in Parnell Park. Because the sense he spoke, he has a lot of experience, both over in America, even with soccer, that game that we hear about. I don't know much about it, but it's a game to play over there. But, he just really made common sense, the way he trains teams and the way he kind of prepared guys for matches. And I said to myself coming out that day, we're going to get some rattle up in Parnell Park. Now, they didn't have a good league campaign after that, but they have the cooler guys. Not all the cooler guys.
Yeah.
I think they have three or four. The centre back there, Sean Moore, who had a fabulous, he was hurler of the year in the club scene. They have, they have three or four lads back. I suppose, I think Conn's brother Keane, I presume he's back. I was very impressed with him. Like, he's just one of these tenacious. I often seen him corner back with Dublin, but I'd even play him fullback because he's so tenacious. Fullback is one of the hardest positions in the field, and you know you might get a point or two off him, but by God, you're not going to get in towards that goal. He's fast as well, so I think they're going to really straighten it up. But Gilroy, he has this kind of an aura about him that he creates a fabulous spirit. He creates a fabulous kind of a foundation in a team, and that's what he has done. Has this game come too early for Dublin? Who knows? But it's going to be a tough game up in Parnell Park, and I can't wait to go up there.
Mm. It's a massive game for Dublin, isn't it, Tommy? When you consider the fact that the momentum that they had under Anthony Daly, there was a kind of a sliding doors moment when they could have gone into an All-Ireland final back in 2013, winning a Leinster Championship, and they lost that momentum for the game in the capital. Relegation out of the Liam McCarthy, which, you know, maybe between them and Offaly, if things pan out the way people expect it to be, that would be a massive blow. So, I mean, they're going to be wanting to hit the ground running on Sunday.
Yeah, well, everyone is predicting, I suppose, Offaly. At the start of the season, everyone predicted Offaly to go down. Now, after the league campaign, it's either Dublin or Offaly. But if I'm from Dublin or Offaly, with these home and away games, Tommy, there's a massive chance of causing an upset. You've a Kilkenny team that's coming in with everyone, I suppose, clapping them on the back. They have a young team coming in. It's a great chance for Dublin to maybe come in under the radar if they're in form and beat Kilkenny. It's the same with, I think, Offaly have Wexford in Tullamore. A great chance, because Offaly were never afraid of Wexford. So for these teams, with the way this round robin is, they have to build themselves up that in the home and away games, they have great chances. Because playing at home, it means you hit the ball 50 or 60 yards down the field, you'll get a roar that you wouldn't hear probably two or three counties away. So it's like the Champions League and the soccer, like with the away goals and all that.
Yeah.
There's a reason why home advantage is important. And I think Dublin are very lucky that they've Kilkenny up there, because they've often beaten. I'd say if you were to look back at the statistics, we probably don't have a record in league hurling against Dublin or open Parnell Park.
Yeah, during the since the 20 years, the counties have met 11 times. That historic breakthrough in 2013 was the first win over Kilkenny since 1942. I mean, that was supposed to be a bit of a turning point for Dublin. Just on Kilkenny then, you mentioned young players, you mentioned the risk or the slight risk that there will be a bit of clapping on the back and a bit of, oh, aren't we great? Surely there's enough experience there, the likes of Walter Welch. I mean, TJ Reid at his absolutely flying form at the moment. And Brian Cody, of course, on the sideline. I can't imagine that. Will that be a factor?
No, absolutely not, because in the Kilkenny dressing rooms that I grew up in, complacency was the devil, and no one ever spoke of it. It was never let into the dressing room. The minute it came in, it was thrown straight back out the door. And if we were playing, say, a team in, we'll say, the Laurie Mar, or playing a team in the Christie Ring, Brian Cody style is to prepare for that as if it was Tipperary in an All-Ireland final. You got ready for that battle, and if you didn't, you can be beaten. That's his way of thinking. And that's why anytime we ever got bet, we were bet by a team that was better than us. We were never caught on the hop. So I don't think they will be caught on the hop, but it's just that they don't, like, there's a massive difference between league and championship. I remember myself going from league, you think you're flying it. Suddenly, it's like getting hit by a train. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Just to round up on Kilkenny then, a couple of things. First of all, what are you hearing about Richie Hogan?
Richie Hogan, yeah. See, I'm like, when I was hurling, Tommy, the media, it was like, oh no, don't tell these guys much. And now I suppose...
So you get told nothing.
Well, I'm the media, so when I kind of see him, I see their guards go up now. So, to be honest, I don't ask any questions. By all accounts, he's back training. Which, listen, Richie Hogan is one of these guys. He was like Michael Fenley. When they come back, they can kind of fit in straight away. They don't need, say, 2 months of training just to get back up to speed. When these guys come back in, they're ready straight away. So, if Richie Hogan is back training, you know, he's ready. The whole thing is, it's his back, like, by all accounts, and
yeah,
it's a tricky one, you know.
What about the suggestion that there's an over-dependence on TJ Reid?
Yeah, no, I don't believe in that at all, because you don't win championships, which we won, like they say, the league. The league is played like nearly the championship at this stage. Like, lads are going back in January with six-packs. A few years ago, they went back maybe a stone or two overweight. Mm. So you going back and winning the league... with TJ Reid, like, the Vamosi Keown, who is a guy from our club here, he's only 18 years of age. You know, like, he's been absolutely brilliant for the last 3 or 4 years with the club. Like, Walter Welch, we've seen what he has done. He's gone from the kind of newcomer to the leader. So, like, we don't have household names, but we still have brilliant hurlers up there. Like, Colin Fenley is back. Like, I used to hate marking Colin Fenley in training, because once he got that ball, he was gone. So, no, listen, we don't have the household names that we had, but we still have brilliant players up there. And you won't win anything. League, Leinster or All-Ireland, depending on one player. Yeah. So, no, I wouldn't agree with that one bit.
And final one on Kilkenny. Has Brian Cody been re-energised, do you think, this season? You know, people talking about towards the end of last season, time to go, things have moved on. The league campaign, refreshing the backroom team, tweaks tactically. Does he look like a man with renewed appetite?
Yeah, well, his appetite never goes away. I know last year it looked like probably Kilkenny were, you know, just gone back into their box a little bit. But I think the biggest problem last year was when we played against the sweeper system or the defensive system. We still hadn't fully adapted to it. Towards, I think you'll see that re-energise Kilkenny team, because now they're going out with a different way of playing the sweeper system. You know, you go back 10 years, Tommy, even go back 5 years, when an opposition team played the sweeper, you basically got your best hurler and told him, listen, you just follow the ball. Now he knows exactly, probably from watching video analysis, where the opposition pucked the ball. So he knows where to go. He's maybe standing beside the danger man. He's going to places that they've researched over and over again on the opposition. Towards now, it's different. Like, when Kilkenny get the ball now, they don't launch it, which we did for many years. Now they're playing hurling, heads up hurling, I suppose you call it. That's the way they're playing it now. So I think the re-energise that you see is coming from their ability to now play against the sweeper system. And by all accounts, now, I haven't, like, the Division 1B hurling, the one thing about it is it doesn't get much exposure. So I don't know a terrible lot about Galway. I don't know a terrible lot about Dublin this year, how they're playing, their players and all that. But I remember back in the Welsh Cup hearing that Dublin were going with the sweeper system, and that's the way they're going to hurl. So if Dublin go with the sweeper system in Parnell Park, like, Kilkenny will need that experience they've had this year of being able to play around it.
Yeah, it'll be tight there. Won't it be a lot of bodies? Give us your final prediction then. Remembering you are in the media now, so put off your Kilkenny hat. Give us your honest appraisal. How's it going to go at Parnell Park?
Yeah, I think if Kilkenny get off to a good start, they will win it. Mm. And they will win it by, you know, 5 or 6 points. If Dublin stay with Kilkenny and the crowd getting behind them, I think we're in for a real belter.
That's too.
I think the home crowd will get in on top. What's that, Tommy?
That's right. No, that's 2 o'clock at Parnell Park. Go on.
That's right, yeah. And I tell you, like, Kilkenny, like, will they score goals? You know, with the way the thing has gone, you know, like, when you play that sharp passing game, it's mostly points. So you're probably not going to see him kill off a team early. So I'd expect this match to go to the wire because of the home advantage for Dublin.
Yeah.
Okay. But I will expect Kilkenny to win.
Yeah, 2 o'clock Parnell Park for that. Apologies for the breakup on the line there with Tommy. Then the previous evening, 7 o'clock, O'Connor Park, Tullamore. You'd imagine they'll be packed in there as well for Offaly against the All-Ireland champions. They'll be coming to town. The All-Ireland champions, Galway, who had a league campaign, you can kind of understand, given that, as I mentioned earlier, they tried so many different players and also they would have, you presume, had a nice long winter celebrating their first All-Ireland for 29 years.
Yeah, that's right, Tommy. And I've seen a few interviews with the guy since they won All-Ireland. And I was delighted to hear they're celebrating it, like, because they might never win an All-Ireland again. Like, what's the point in playing hurling? What's the point in playing sport if you can't go off and celebrate? They're bringing the cups around to the pubs, to the schools, the secondary schools, primary schools. They're bringing it around to their local parishes. You know, probably bringing it to the old people who haven't seen it since 1988. It's a magical time that you need to embrace. And I'm delighted they embrace it. And if Galway do not win the All-Ireland this year, it will not be because they came back late from holidays. It will not be because they celebrate too much. If I think for Galway to win it this year, there's a few things that are going to play on it. You go back to Tipperary last year, right? They were doing everything right. The minute they won the All-Ireland, they were talking about winning it again, right? But what I felt, they fell into the trap of probably ticking boxes, as in going to the gym, right? I'm doing that right. Eating the right foods, drinking the water, doing all this, and then sure, it's going to happen for me on Sunday. Tommy, you need to remember when inter-county player that the reason you prepare is to be ready for Sunday. It's not that you had the best preparation and you're the best prepared team. You prepare for that game on Sunday, that when that whistle blows and when that ball is thrown in at 2 o'clock, you're after that ball like a savage. And the only thing that I would say about champions, not just Galway, if Galway forget how hard it is to win a match, not in All-Ireland, how hard it is to win a ball in championship, well, then you will start seeing creaks in that Galway team and you will know fairly quickly that they probably won't go on and win it. So we'll probably see it, you know, they've awfully Sunday. I'd imagine that there's probably too far a gap between Galway. It might be a tough match, but it'll be too far a gap to see any surprise result. But later on in the campaign, when they meet the Kilkennys and these teams, Wexfords, then we'll see. Do Galway remember that to win a championship match takes courage, takes bravery, takes a will to win that no one else has? And if they don't, we'll quickly see them upturned. And that's what I'd see. The other thing, I suppose, Tommy, with Galway is, is Micheál O'Donoghue going to start trusting the players that won the All-Ireland for him last year? Is he going to pick the players to play based on last year? Or is he going to pick him on this year's form? If he's into that trap, I think it'll be a trap that will mean Galway, again, will find it hard to win matches because lads get stale and suddenly that seeps through the whole team. Suddenly a lad knows, I'll be picked for the next day. He's not trying as hard in the training match. So I think there's a few things there for Galway. If they want to win the All-Ireland, they have to remember them few things.
So fundamentally, if they have their attitude right, and that's a big question, as you say, because, you know, plenty of counties haven't been able to get that right. Tipperary the year before, albeit they were just a puck of the ball from the All-Ireland final as well, again last year, despite their problems. Are they still the best equipped team in the country?
Yeah, and attitude now, Tommy, as in for the game, not the preparation. You get the preparation right that suits your game, that makes sure you're right for the Sunday. If they get that right, of course, what do you want in your forwards? Skill. What do you want in your forwards? Guys that can win the ball. Score. And if you have small guys, you pick them. If you have big guys, you pick them. Who would you rather, the big skillful guy or the small skillful guy? They're lucky to have 6 or 7 in the forwards that are all probably above 6 foot. So I think they've their advantage of having ball winners. That I think that's why you win All Ireland, is that you have fantastic ball winners. And if they get their attitude right like that, it will be very hard to stop them.
Yeah, good big one beats a good little in any time. Just finally, we're bang out of time. Do want to mention awfully though, so many nice pieces about their great summer of 98, 20 years ago, appearing in the papers the last few weeks. Signs of green shoots of recovery there during the league under Kevin Martin. Memories last year of Galway putting 33 points in them despite them playing two sweepers. What's a positive here for Offaly? Will they feel they can really put it up to Galway on Saturday night?
Yeah, Tommy, I think the big thing for Offaly is to qualify in the top three. Stay away from relegation, get into the top three. The schedule has been very, very tough on them. They have the two best teams probably in Galway first and then Kilkenny in their first two games. Then they will have Wexford and Tullamore, and then they will have Dublin up in Parnell Park. So for me, it's all about performance and keeping their confidence sky high. Because if they, say, get beaten well on Saturday night, and if they get bet again then the following week by Kilkenny, and if Kevin Martin let that drip into the team, they won't be ready for the Wexfords and they won't be ready for the Dublins. So for me, what's the positives? Club hurling in Offaly is at an all-time high. Like, we had Borough, I suppose, a few years ago, who were dominating the thing. But now anyone can win it. Kilcarmack, St. Rhinas, Cooldery, and they've all went on and have had fantastic Leinster campaigns. I remember, I think it was Kilcarmack, they beat Turles, a star-studded Turles team, I think it was Port Leash or somewhere, in an All-Ireland semi-final. Like, Offaly teams can produce the goods. A few years ago, I think it was 2013 or 14, Leash nearly beat Galway in one of the first matches in Port Leash again. So for me, There's plenty of positives for Offaly, but the main thing is that they're trying to win these two matches, but also that they keep their confidence sky high for the last two games.
And top three a possibility for them?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. I expect Galway to win, and I expect Kilkenny to beat Offaly in Nolan Park, but Wexford and Tullamore and Dublin and Port Leash, there's 4 points that they can win. And they've a 50-50 chance in both of them games, I would say.
That's a nice bit of positivity for Offaly fans who've had two decades of lack of positivity. Good on you, Tommy. Thanks for that. Look forward to listening to your contributions throughout the summer. Thanks for joining us. By the way, you've got John Snow behind you there. Michael in Wexford texts in, speaking of Game of Thrones, give him another 15 years and Tommy could be Kilkenny's answer to Davos Seaworth. You won't know who that is. He's a good character. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Don't worry. Cheers, Tommy.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.